Live from State Street in the heart of Chicago, you are listening to the new home of the Chicago Bears, ESPN Chicago. And this is Waddle and Sylvie, WMVP, WSHE, HD2, Chicago, a Good Karma Brands radio station.
You like the jumpers, huh?
A guy with a 44-inch vertical leap is pretty impressive.
I think I saw Neighbors was 42 today.
Yeah. I think he ran like a 4.35.
Yeah.
We watched some film. Look, I think he's a fabulous player. The limited amount of film I've watched, I personally prefer Roma Dunze. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, if they decide that Malik Neighbors is their guy and he's available at 9, you're not going to hear me complain.
No.
But we'll do some more tape breakdown on Friday.
Yeah, let's do it. Can't wait. So speaking of the NFL draft, the Bears have the first pick. They have the 9th pick in this year's draft. And a lot has been talked about how... Ooh, did that get really weedy real quick?
What's that?
It's weed
o'clock.
It is. Coming a little late today.
Yeah.
But the Bears only have 4 picks in this NFL draft. Now, you brought up... They've essentially already drafted some players by trading these picks for established guys. Some of them you've locked up long-term as well. But Ryan Poles talked a little bit about only having 4 picks and if that concerns him at all.
I do. We've looked at that. You know, if we don't move at all, I think that's 25 picks in 3 years, which is over, you know, 8 and some change. So I like where we're at there. On top of, you know, being set up next year to have a pretty good setup as well. And I think it matches the draft. I think a lot of guys went back to school this year. I think you're going to see a significant drop-off. You know, hopefully some guys squeak through. But it actually, the way we're set up in the draft this year actually pairs up really well with how I think it's going to play out.
When he talks, stuff makes sense to me.
Yeah.
More than it did with the previous regime. Like when Ryan Pace would talk sometimes... My eyes would roll back in my head, and I just kind of like get dizzy. But when Ryan Poles talks, a lot of what he says makes sense. And that was a point I think that I first heard from you too, not you too, the band, but from you also, that, like, look, the dynamic that exists in the draft this year is a little different than it has in the past.
Fewest underclassmen we've seen.
Because guys are going back to play at their schools because the NIL money is so good.
And it's not fifth rounders. It's first rounders that are going. Like, look at a lot of people think Ohio State is going to run away with college football next year because they've had.
Ryan Dale screw that up, won't he?
I mean, he could, but they've had a number of top, like, 60 to 90 picks.
I just said that
are going back to
tweet
school.
My buddy Phil. But no, I think it's a. I think. And Ryan Poles, you know, I think that everything they do has an explanation behind mm-hmm. it. Maybe this is the year to have fewer picks because of the anomaly that may exist as you have described it and as Ryan Poles talked about.
And he didn't tell you directly, but he basically justified why he traded for Ryan Bates, why he traded. It basically told you why I don't have a 5th, 6th, and 7th round pick this year.
Because the 5th, 6th, and 7th rounds are not what they have been in the past, and it's going to be harder to find gems. Mm-hmm. So what we're going to do is use that draft currency to trade for established players.
Right.
I kind of like it.
Yeah.
Like when they first traded for Ryan Bates, I was like, well, this must mean that he's going to be their starting center. Why would you trade a 5th round pick for a guy that really didn't play much last year? But he's a guy that they have had their sights on, and they signed him to an offer sheet several years ago. I think you have to have quality at the center position, and I hope that Ryan Bates is that guy or the guy that they signed from
that Coleman was, Shelton.
Yeah,
from LA.
I mean, mm-hmm. you've got to be good at center with a young quarterback, and hopefully somebody steps forward and plays that position exceptionally well. But I kind of understand the philosophy. If in fact the 5th, 6th, and 7th rounds are going to be less, you know, there's going to be less talent there, then I could understand why you would go with the approach of having fewer picks this year.
Yeah. 312-332-3776 if you want to join us as well. Are you concerned that Ryan Poles only has 4 picks in this draft? Now,
I'm concerned that you want to get rid of divisions, but we can talk about that at another time.
Yeah, we've already talked about that ad nauseum today. I do think that when you look at what Ryan Poles has done in the past. He's been a guy. He's turned water into wine before when he turns having no draft picks. I look back to his first draft where what did he have, like 5 picks or 6 picks?
Turned it into 8 or 9?
I think it was double digits by the time it was all said and done.
But maybe this is a year where having extra 6th and 7th round picks don't do you any good because there's not enough talent there.
Exactly. Right? So
I think maybe that, I mean, I think that this
now,
may be...
That doesn't mean there's not going to be talent in the first 2, 3, 4 rounds, and that's where you currently are slotted to have your picks. But does it look like... I kind of look at, like, how far back would I be and how much do I have to get in exchange for my 9th pick to move off of... I mean, there's going to be a pretty good player there at 9, whether it's an edge rusher, offensive lineman,
receiver.
There's going to be somebody that is...
Fits a need.
Yes.
And is a difference maker.
No doubt about that.
I agree.
And I feel like you'd have to be getting a pretty penny in return if you do want to move out of that 9th pick from the Chicago Bears.
Look, I mean, you could convince me too. Let's say all 3 top receivers are gone. Like the other kid from LSU is pretty
Brian
impressive.
Brian Thomas, yeah.
You know, when I watch him run routes and when I watch him do stuff, and he's very fast and he's got good size, you could definitely convince me that if one of the top 3 receivers isn't there, Joe Alt isn't there, obviously one of the 2 top pass rushers could be there. But could you trade out of 9 and end up with something that would equate to still a better offensive tackle option than what you have now with Braxton Jones, and maybe you end up with a guy like Brian Thomas Jr. Mm-hmm. as a wide receiver? Like, you may be able to, if you don't have a pick of the litter type of player available at 9, you may be able to address 2 positions,
right?
Albeit with guys that may not rank as highly as Roma Dunze, Malik Nabers, or Joe Alt, but maybe you can address 2 positions with guys that are a little bit lower on other people's draft boards. And ultimately, at the end of the day, you may get better production out of those guys as well. You just don't know. There is a certain element of crapshoot that it goes along with this draft.
It's part of why I've always been against the haul as well. Like, it's the essence of hitting a parlay, too, when you get the haul. You got to hit on all those legs if you're going to make the trade worth it.
Right.
Because... those picks...
it's giving you more swings.
Yes, it's giving you more swings, too. But if you miss on one of them, then you're really in trouble. And it doesn't necessarily equate to the worth of what you potentially could have had. So
the haul, in this case, is a quarterback that really excites them, most importantly, and excites a lot of people, that can be a difference-making quarterback. Didn't say generational, but a difference-making quarterback.
Or at least better than what your current situation is and cheaper than what your current situation
is. Yes. And that, to me, is more valuable than the so-called haul. If you're convinced, and it's what I've said for 6 months now, if you're convinced that that guy is significantly better, and listen, I think that Ryan Poles, when he was talking about the financial aspect of having a rookie quarterback and how it resets things, I don't dismiss that that's important to them. I think that was another element of him doing right by Justin and basically not saying, well, Caleb is significantly better in our opinion than anything we've had here over the last 2 years. I think he's actually being very judicious with his comments on that front. I agree, but I've always felt that you can't decide to trade Justin and pick a quarterback at 1 only because, or the overwhelming reason why is because you're resetting the financial cost.
It has to be talent-based.
You got to believe, yes, that that guy is the guy. Yeah. That's got to be the at the center of your decision. And I think it is.
But yeah, I do too.
I think he's... but Ryan Poles has done everything in a very professional manner.
Can I ask you about a draft situation that we've got brewing right now? I'm intrigued by your thoughts on it, and it is J.J. McCarthy. He's a guy who, at the start of quote-unquote draft season, so right around Super Bowl, was probably looked at like top 20-ish pick, top 15-ish pick. There's people that think he could go 2 now to the Washington Commanders.
I'm partial to him a little bit. Honestly, I've met his father. He's a wonderful, nice guy. He comes from a good family. He's obviously a local kid. Played for Harbaugh, so like I'm an ancillary.
Checks all the Waddle
checks
boxes.
Checks a lot of Waddle boxes.
Yep.
But I would also say, like, I mean, I also think he's the one guy in this draft at the quarterback position that could be considered the biggest question mark because you don't know enough about him in terms of throwing the football. You know he's an excellent athlete. He's young. He's the youngest of all of these different quarterback candidates. But he's had the fewest number of reps and the fewest throws at the collegiate level. Like, you're entranced with all of the physical attributes and the traits and the athleticism and the person and, you know, the guy that he is. You just, I don't think there's any questions about him as a guy, as a leader. I don't know how you can't have a few questions still about his ability to play the quarterback position because
the reps aren't there.
Yes. And I don't think that that's being overly critical. I think that that's just reality.
Yeah, it's something that to a degree is out of his control. But like Caleb started for 3 years. JJ barely played his freshman season. You look at the like Michael Penix and Jaden Daniels and Bo Nix. They are
three players there.
Like the films that they have played more snaps than in Bo Nix's case. He has played more college football games than anybody else in the history of the entire sport. And then Drake May, he was a 3 year starter at Carolina. Like they've been on this pedestal for a long time. JJ. He's got the skin on the wall of I'm a national champion.
Yes.
But
he's got the backing of his coach, who has been a very good quarterback developer.
But it was a run heavy scheme that he was a part of. Now, don't get me wrong, he made some big time throws.
He did.
Just watch the Ohio State game from this past year.
Absolutely.
Like he made some big throws for his team in big time moments.
I think it's fair to ask the questions or to say there's not enough. There's not enough film on him to feel 100% one way or another.
Let me ask,
I think it all points in the right direction, but I think it's fair to come into the room and say, look, I think he's really good. I think he really projects to be an outstanding player, but I can't sit here and tell you with the same degree of certainty I can with this player over here, because this player over here has thrown 800 passes at the collegiate level, where JJ's thrown how many?
700. So the other guys have probably thrown way more than 800, but
whatever,
he's thrown
the number
700.
I mean, some people may say I've seen enough film of him to come to the conclusion that, look, when he gets into a different situation, not a better, but a different situation where more is going to be asked of him, he can still deliver.
Yeah.
I haven't watched enough to say, oh, I'm 100%, convinced that you just got to turn the offense over to him and just let him eat. I don't know.
I also think, too, with JJ, let's say the Bears had the fifth or seventh pick instead of the first pick in this year's draft. How would they have handled the offseason? Would Justin still be on the roster? Would it be a quarterback competition?
I think they would still be in the market for a quarterback, but I don't know. I don't think they would move up for one. I saw someone else, I forget who I was watching today or yesterday, that because of how everything is structured now, I got no problem taking a swing with a guy. And maybe not at first overall. I got to be mostly convinced. But if you're...
Was it Greg McElroy? I heard it on Cap and Hood. Yeah, I think so.
I think it was Greg McElroy. Mm-hmm. Where at this day and age, taking a swing for the fences a little bit is... I'm okay with.
Yeah. Well, especially with the quarterback position where when you get that right,
it changes everything.
It solves a lot. It patches up a lot of other issues on your roster. You don't need the best. You don't need as many of the great defensive pieces necessarily.
Fill me in on who, how Justin Herbert was at Oregon. Like, he didn't throw it 50 times a game.
No.
Similar situation,
A lot of screens.
Yes. Right. Mm-hmm. So, I can remember saying to people, I had no idea Justin Herbert was going to be this good.
I don't think anybody did. I think a lot of people...
Maybe teams see that in JJ. Clearly the Chargers did.
Yeah.
Maybe people see that in J.J. McCarthy and say, listen, just like Justin Herbert at Oregon... Once you put him in an offense that is pass dominated, he's not going to be just fine. He's going to excel because he's got all the traits. That very well may be the case for J.J. McCarthy.
Yep. All right, we will crosstalk with Bleck and Shea coming up next here on Waddle and Sylvie.
This is Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN Chicago, Chicago's home for sports.
Ah, commuting in Chicago. Ah. If you're stuck, stick with Waddle and Sylvie. Weekdays 2 to 6.
Intrigued to hear what you two have to say with Chris and Shay.
By the way, crosstalk.
Not Dan and Shay, Chris and Shay.
Nice. Weren't they just in town last weekend?
I don't know. I like them, though.
Yeah, they're good. They're good in Shay. They're good.
I saw Dan and Shay.
They've had a makeover, too. You know that? Like they both cut their hair, and the one that was a little rounder than he is no longer as round as he used to be.
They opened for Kenny Chesney a couple years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they were here like last weekend.
Maybe so.
At the UC.
Probably so.
I think you're right. Yeah. Now that you say that, that sounds right.
They're good.
They're judges on The Voice. That's all I know.
Yes, are they? You're right. They are on The Voice.
I don't watch that show.
I have seen
both
that.
Of them.
Yeah. You watch that show?
Yeah. They got a dual chair.
A tandem chair?
Yeah, they got
a
tandem
chair. By the way, is the chair dog still in there? How was the finale to The Bachelor?
It was good. They're still together, which is always good to see. But yeah, it was a solid finale.
Your prediction was that nobody was there. There was going to be no love.
Yeah, right? and I was wrong. But it was it was really nice to see. They all got along. Everybody was in great spirits.
Isn't there some thing where one of the girls that made it to the end? What's going on?
Yeah, that microphone.
You're right
sucks.
There, man.
You're a
you
mess.
Okay?
Whoa!
Don't say
right,
that.
We're striking.
Yeah.
Whoa! But, Charlie, answer. There was a thing.
He's got an anger problem.
One of the girls who made it to
does.
The end, yeah. I think, was from the state of Michigan and was in a music video when she was in high school. Where the like
she's
she was
from
a white
Minnesota.
Rapper. Minnesota.
And her name's Daisy. Thank you very much. And yeah,
there's
she
no point.
She was in some terrible music video. That was super cringy. That I think has been
how did the hometowns go? Good.
Hometowns are great.
Good. Great.
That was a few weeks ago. But yeah, it was. They went to Tulum in this one.
Charlie,
Tulum,
can you tell me what they said in the music video?
No, I didn't watch it. I just know it existed. And I watched 5 seconds of it. And I was
white
like, no thanks.
Rapper.
I'm sure it was
in Minnesota.
Good.
Say lapper?
Rapper. Oh. Graphically describing what a woman should do with his unmentionables.
Oh.
I
didn't know that.
Is it in Minnesota?
Something.
Is it Young Gravy? It might be Young Gravy.
I have no idea.
It's not
like
Young Gravy.
Like short blonde
Waddle doesn't know what.
It'd
be very weird if Young Gravy
was speaking
a
different language to Waddle
yeah,
right
between
now.
The Bachelor and Young Gravy, like I'm out.
Listen
I'm
to a little Young I'm Gravy.
Welcome
on your
to Gen
out.
Z.
No.
Hey,
yeah.
The Bears are getting a Gen Z quarterback. You're getting Gen Z radio.
I'm fine with the Bears getting a Gen Z quarterback. I don't need the other stuff. By the way, where are you guys at on this whole? We had this conversation about divisional play.
Tyler's right.
Oh, we heard.
I knew you were going to be that way.
It's
like certain
what
things.
Does that
just
mean?
I, you know
give
what?
Give me your seven best.
No, you guys are such a loser.
Yeah.
This whole we only want our best. There are sometimes things more to life than just winning
thank
a championship.
You, Chris. Thank you.
The divisions are necessary.
You. Oh, my
we're
God.
The Jaguars owner.
Rivalries.
It's necessary.
Wait, hold on. Did you just say there's more to life than winning a championship?
Yes.
But I don't even think.
Not everyone can win a championship.
Well,
some teams win the division. It's nice.
You could talk to me about some, you know.
It's true.
The reseeding and who's going to host playoff games. But there are certain things that. Maybe the best response is as a father and as an old guy is because I said so. That's the answer. What you say to me, why should divisions stay in the NFL? Because I said so. Because it's best. It's what there's nothing wrong with it. So why do we change it?
There
why
is
we
something
it?
Wrong
there's
with it.
There's nothing wrong
in
with it.
I don't understand.
Where we get like a 7-9 division
Listen,
title
this is,
team
no,
getting in over
no,
a 10
lame.
And 7.
No one cares about those teams.
They don't.
What do you mean?
You don't care
Nobody
about
cares.
It.
I care.
Cares.
I want better football.
The divisional games matter. Divisions matter.
The dead body of Tom Brady and the Buccaneers get ousted.
There's something about the Bears playing against the Vikings twice a year and the Packers twice a year and the Lions twice a year. That's appealing to me.
Did you guys not have conferences in high school?
Yeah,
or did you only have state?
Right.
Did you only win state?
I mean,
no,
we kind of.
My could
football
fight
team
for
went
the conference.
1-26 in my 4 years.
Well, so. That's because you were on the team.
Or 1-36?
I don't
you
know.
Weren't, you were Whatever. On Waddle's
They won
team.
One game in the 4 years that I was there, so I didn't care.
Was it your last game of your senior season, too?
No, the first game of the
Oh, the first
season.
Game of the season.
I'm just saying, this type of mindset is also why college football is dying. Because the only thing that matters now in college football is winning a championship. That's why we need to expand this playoff to have everyone involved. College football is meant for traditions, rivalries, every single Saturday throughout the season. Not a playoff format so everyone can participate because it's only about a championship.
We can have both. Why can't we have both? Because I'm fine with, I like the rivalries, and I also like the fact that you still have a playoff system that determines the champion.
But it's not the most important aspect of the sport is winning the championship. For
the
school,
friends we made along the way. What do you mean? What's more important than winning the championship?
When is Oregon State going to win a championship in college football?
Well, I'm not talking about college football.
I'm talking about the NFL.
I'm talking about college football. You and I are in agreement. It's a dead sport.
Well, in the NFL, I think there's a lot of places where you're never winning the Super Bowl.
Would not ruin the NFL.
It wouldn't.
Okay, I will say this.
Why would you need to get rid of them? That's what I don't understand.
Why are you changing it?
I think it's less getting rid of divisions.
I am solely saying, give me the seven best teams in the playoffs every single year.
You do. You get the seven best teams.
Not always.
Not always.
Oh, my God.
Now the Buccaneers with Brady at a losing record. And they were bad.
It happens once, however.
Exactly.
Right, but I don't
it happens once every, you know, I think the last time it happened was like 2000 or something like
but
that.
But because
there
of
was
that,
one before then, too, because the Seahawks got in over the Saints, I think, and the Seahawks were terrible.
That's right, and you got beast mode out of it, didn't you?
Yeah, didn't they win that game?
Yeah, they got to play a home game. They
but
shouldn't
they
be
won.
Able, if you're 7-9, you shouldn't be able to get a home game just because geography. It's dumb. If the team that has to visit you is like significantly better, that's dumb. Why? Because of geography? It's stupid.
That's exactly the only thing that Tyler said today is that geography
You're
gets in the way.
You're a prisoner of geography.
What are you guys talking about? What is wrong with you young people?
I honestly
people?
Don't even see how we're wrong here. I don't even see how
you
we're talking
about. I don't understand how you guys say this stuff.
Well, okay. For me, in baseball, it's more important to get rid of divisions because that's a sport where you actually play everyone.
You play 162 games.
And
in the
you
NFL,
play
you play
everybody.
17
that's
games.
That's the issue with the NFL. You only play 17 games.
Right.
Six of them are
so
against the opponents
in
your division.
It's going to be an imperfect setup. It just is. Somebody's going to have an easier schedule than somebody else because everybody in Major League Baseball plays everybody, don't they?
They do not.
You can't do that in the NFL.
Well, then
so
win
it's
your games.
An imperfect situation.
Win your games.
Win your division.
Win your games.
Win your division.
You,
win your games,
win your
division.
Then you'll win enough
win
games to get in the playoffs.
I feel bad for
games.
You, Waddle. To have
I mean,
to put
like,
up with this.
That, well, I mean, to
well,
me,
you,
it's
you've
just,
got 90 minutes of this coming your way.
No, I know. He's all fired up. He wants to put things
up.
Into
there
the sun. He wants to rip
that,
faces
that,
off.
There are certain things
there's
that
dead dogs.
Defy
I don't know.
There is a dead dog. I saw
what?
Something on my walk today. Listen.
Well, saw a
I
dead dog?
Couldn't. Not a dead dog. I saw a tribute to a dead dog that I thought was insane.
What?
Shane just starts booing it.
Somebody wanted to pay
Charlie, this
to
might
the
be worse.
Dog.
It might be worse.
I had to take a photo of it.
He wants to lead the show with this, but go ahead.
Let me see it. Let me see.
Describe it, Jay.
So it's the photo that I took is it's
let me see.
It's just in front of a tree.
Oh, well, that's pathetic.
They got bought some bouquets of flowers. They didn't even take them out
was
of the wrapping.
Was that the tree that the dog usually relieved itself by?
No clue. The flowers aren't even taken out of the wrapping
so
that
what?
You get from the floor.
So
they
what?
Look
this
ratty
is, this
and
is how
dead.
They mourn.
Waddle, it's a black and white photo on computer paper
okay.
with the dog's name in Sharpie.
Maybe that's all they can afford.
How much do you hate your dog?
Maybe that's all they can afford.
You can't get a color photo?
This is
what
a man
does
that
it
doesn't
matter.
He doesn't know the love of an animal.
I am a dog owner.
Yeah,
I love my dog.
He's saying the opposite.
If I wanted to memorialize my dog, I'd put a little work
he's
into
saying
it.
The exact opposite of where I thought this was going, which was I thought he was going to be like, it's stupid to have a dog memorial. He's saying
no,
they didn't do
fine.
Enough.
They did.
So
yeah,
wait
right.
a second. Wait a second. So do you define your amount of love for your wife based on the gifts you buy her?
No, but if she passed away, I wouldn't get a computer paper and Sharpie to do the headstone.
You wouldn't do a printout near a tree?
Like, are we crazy?
A little
I wouldn't
printout,
buy
little
a couple of ratty-ass flowers and keep
stick.
Them in the wrapping and stick them in a tree.
No clip art for
and
your wife?
Very, computer paper,
you are very judgy, aren't you? You are very
Sharpie
judgy. Very
and make
judgy.
That the headstone.
Are you one of these guys that judges everyone but doesn't want to be judged by anybody?
No, I don't
that's
care.
Deep.
Bring it on.
That's deep. Yeah, that's deep.
Do I like strike those. You as somebody who gets bothered
not
by
really,
the
no,
people
no,
talk to
no,
me?
No,
I don't care.
You strike me as somebody that screams at people and then shuts your phone off and then doesn't pay attention to it. So
Shane
that you can't be bothered by
I
people that would
all.
Be yelling
I think it's
at
funny.
You.
Yeah. It's funny. Who cares?
I think Shea opens his front door and starts screaming to see if anyone will yell back at him. And when he looks around,
he has a morning yell.
He just closes the door. You're like my dog. My dog just opens the my dog goes outside and starts barking, hoping that someone barks back.
That's Shea. Just,
yeah.
What if the people don't have a colored printer? All they have is a black and white printer.
Oh my god! Go to FedEx.
Are you kidding me? How is
why are you guys bothered by how somebody wants to memorialize their dog?
It's like 50 cents.
I couldn't believe it.
To print something in color at
you
FedEx.
You guys spend too much time being bothered by stuff. Life is too short. You guys are too young to be bothered by stupid things like that.
No,
am I right, Chris?
You're right.
By little tiny things.
You can't
things.
Let things like this bother you.
If I'm going to see your dog's tribute memorial thing that you put up, I want to be able to walk by and go, oh, that's so sad.
They didn't do it for you. They did it for them.
I understand that. But I'm just telling you.
I don't think you do.
This
you
ratty
ass. You need to be entertained. They don't give a rat's ass whether or not you were entertained.
Where was this at? The
you
dog park?
They littered. No, on the lakeshore path. Do you think that plastic wrapping the flowers are in is just going to decompose easily?
Maybe they're going to go pick it up later. You
don't
know.
Are you worried about microplastics?
Looks like it's been there a while.
Maybe the dog loved Sharpie and it was a way to remember it.
All right, I'm not going to make the joke that I immediately thought.
What do you guys have tonight?
How much did the dog love Sharpie, Charlie?
This is how we're going to start the show. In 5 minutes, I'm going to say it's blocking Abdallah. Abdallah's off. Shea's here. Go ahead. Because he's just like angry about everything.
I got a good line. Might get us kicked off for the night, but I got a good line.
I'll be here. I'll be good. I might be solo for the final hour, but it'll be fine.
Well, like he just said, you're not bringing me down, brother. That's what he just said.
You think anything that you're going to say is going to be weirder than what usually is said back to me when I start the show?
I think you just threw a challenge out there, and I don't think this is the guy you wanted to challenge.
Have you listened to our show or some of the phone callers at night? I'm not phased. I'm not phased by this.
Is Mitchell and Desplaines unbanned yet?
No, he's banned.
Yes, he's standing here with an Angels hat on right now.
Don't, no. That's disrespectful. That was mean.
Oh, Jesus, Mary and Joseph. You define disrespectful by that?
I actually think you might owe me an apology. That might be the most... That might be the most disrespectful thing anybody said since I worked
Maybe the most appropriate thing as well.
I agree.
Yes.
I agree. So that's what we have on the show today.
All right.
Yeah. Can't wait.
Thank you to Jesse.
Look in the mirror for me.
Should be good.
Thank you to Barstool Big Cat. Thank you to Kevin Zipak. And thank you to Charlie Bevins. Black and Shea.
Sure.
I guess. We're coming up
we'll
next.
See. We'll see how long Shea's here with me.
My CSPN phone did 1000. Just go off. Let's see.
I am really excited.
That was a big thrill.
Hi, it's Andre Dawson, including myself, Ed Belfour.
Who's getting wild tonight? That's what I'm talking about, baby.
No high from you.
What?
No high from you.
I'll give him more buys than highs.
Waddle, waddle, waddle. Then he waddled away. Waddle, waddle. Till the very next day. Bump, 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 bump.
And thank you to all and to all a good night.
I just want to say thank you all, and as always, f*** everybody else. I love y'all.